This is KUNC. In Colorado, lobbyists represent everything from bankers to beer brewers. KUNC's Money and Politics reporter Sandra Fish has learned that they have an advantage. Sheer numbers. Lobbyists outnumber the lawmakers they aim to influence by a big margin. They earn a lot more, too. And lobbyists may even write the bills that go up for debate.
Julie McKenna is a lobbyist with expertise in water and natural resources policy.
We get up pretty early and we get down to the Capitol early.
She's also a partner in Brandeberry McKenna Public Affairs. It's the biggest lobbying firm in Colorado in terms of reported revenues. And McKenna and her partners spend plenty of time interacting with state lawmakers.
I think they view lobbyists as a source, but not the only source of information. They certainly want to listen to lobbyists who will tell them both sides.
She's one of nearly 600 lobbyists at the state capitol. That means lobbyists outnumber lawmakers 6-1. Overall, lobbyists earn 10 times more than lawmakers, according to a KUNC analysis of data from the Secretary of State's office. That's $30 million in 2017 going to lobbyists.
Water Resources Review Committee will come to order.
Many lobbyists represent energy, healthcare, gaming, and telecom companies. Others represent hospitals, nonprofits, local governments, even the state employee retirement plan. And lobbyists aren't only working to influence policy. They can shape it more directly.
It is not surprising that lobbyists make so much more than legislators, but I'm not surprised by it, but I don't think it's the right thing.
That's House Majority Leader Casey Becker, a Boulder Democrat.
Lobbyists will help in all stages of a bill, from developing a bill idea to researching it to helping identify like-minded, interested legislators or like-minded, interested organizations to drafting the bill.
That's right. They may even write bills. She says lobbyists have more power than lawmakers to get work done. That's because lobbyists work year-round, while being a Colorado lawmaker is a part-time job. Becker said lobbyists are always on the sidelines, waiting to advise lawmakers.
Sometimes the conversations can be 10 words. Are you okay on House Bill 1234? Those kind of conversations happen dozens of times a day.
Michael Beasley has been a lobbyist in Colorado since the early 1990s and once served as former Governor Bill Owens's top lobbyist. He says the work he and other lobbyists do is essential.
The best policy is achieved through compromise. People should scrutinize these policies and there should be a check and balance, and we definitely have that here.
Beasley often hires other lobbyists as subcontractors. He netted nearly $600,000 in 2017, according to data analyzed by KUNC. But that's less than half the $1.6 million that Brandeberry McKenna brought in. The firm represents the City and County of Denver and the Regional Transportation District, as well as online sports wagering firms, hospitals, pharmaceutical companies, beer distributors, and even several nonprofits. The firm's four lobbyists worked on more than 300 bills during the most recent legislative session. Julie McKenna.
You know, it really can be early morning, late night. So usually it's the morning floor work, afternoon committees, and meeting with legislators.
Elena Nunez, executive director of Colorado Common Cause, says those interactions may put constituents at a disadvantage, with lobbyists having the upper hand.
On the one hand, there are a lot of groups and interests who have a voice at the Capitol, which is good for public policy. On the other hand, it makes it incredibly expensive and difficult to be represented.
But lobbyists McKenna and Beasley say their clients typically represent other Coloradans, from nonprofits to nurses. And Beasley says crafting public policy is as rewarding as his hefty income.
I think that being lucky enough to work on issues that face all of us is a privilege, and it's always a challenge, and I have the best job in the world.
But Nunez from Common Cause wonders if all this lobbying is in the best interest of the average Coloradan.
At the end of the day, I think, you know, lobbying is a way for people to have their voices heard, so we can't just demonize and say, oh, lobbyists. But is it in pursuit of helping Coloradans have their voices heard? And is that where all that money is going? Or is it the way for, you know, the most powerful interests in the state to dominate the policymaking process.
For KUNC, I'm Sandra Fish.